Welcome to Season 6 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please, enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. Say Hello, written by Anonymous. We were hiking at Jug Bay when my dog Elijah ran off the trail. Noah ran after him and left me leaning against one of the ribbed trees. I wanted to go with him, but he had already disappeared behind the shrubbery. I had been sitting here for about a couple of hours now, when he finally returned. Elijah was not with him. He said that he looked everywhere, but he couldn't find him. I was terrified for my poor dog. I told Noah we had to keep looking, and that we couldn't leave Elijah in the woods. He reluctantly agreed, and we walked off the trail and into the thick forest. Elijah. We searched everywhere, calling out Elijah's name every few minutes. Elijah. The sun started to set when Noah told me we should go home. I nodded, tears forming in my eyes. I just wanted my dog back. I looked at Noah and noticed the fear on his face. That's when I realized something. We were lost. Noah looked in a random direction and said to go that way. I was hesitant, but followed him. We walked for hours aimlessly, hoping to find the way out of this stupid forest. Noah stopped in his tracks. He said he had heard something. I listened carefully and heard the faint sounds of barking. It must have been Elijah. I ran in the direction of the barking. Noah followed close behind. Sticker bushes scratched at my legs, which made them turn red and sting with pain. I tripped over a tree root and fell into a clump of bushes. My whole body was covered with bruises and scratches. Noah walked over and heaved me out of the bushes, laughing a bit at my dramatic fall. His laughter stopped, and his grinning expression turned into pure confusion. I looked in the direction he was staring at, and I saw a slide. Not a park. Just a slide in a small clearing. Noah slowly approached the slide. We both froze. Something was sitting at the end of the slide. It was tall and pale, with no facial features at all. Its arms were lanky, with pointed fingers and long legs. It waved at us, like it was saying hello. I waved back, but Noah didn't. Noah stood there, angry and confused. The thing's head snapped in Noah's direction. It slowly stood up and walked to Noah. It towered over him. I stood there, not knowing what to do. I was terrified for my safety and Noah's. The creature put its hand on Noah's head and dug its sharp fingers into his scalp. I could see the blood trickling down his face. I wanted to run, but I was frozen. I tried to scream, but nothing came out. I couldn't even breathe. Noah's eyes rolled into the back of his head, and the creature left his body on the ground, his thick red blood seeping out into the dirt. It bent down and twisted Noah's wrists, attempting to break his hands off. I slowly backed away. This was my chance. As soon as the slide was out of sight, I started sprinting. I started crying, realizing that I will never see Noah again. I heard leaves crunching behind me. The creature must have been chasing me, but I didn't dare look behind me, so I wasn't 100% sure. That was when I saw the exit. I leaped over the gate and stumbled in the dirt parking lot, nearly losing my balance. I fumbled for my keys and jammed them into the car door. The engine started up, and I drove away. Everyone called me crazy, even the police. Noah's body was never found, and I will never step foot in Jug Bay again. If only Noah had just said Hello. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.